Betty Botox is the latest re-edit project from JD Twitch from Optimo, which includes Twitch himself and JG Wilkes. Given the work that the two do together, this collection of 9 tracks sounds just about like one might expect. Although it's not a mix, it collects just under a couple handfuls of hard-to-find tracks that dip into new disco, kraut, industrial, and electronic music, altered in some form or another by Twitch. In other words, it has all the bizarre flavor and dance floor thumping feel of their eclectic past mixes together. The one thing that will become immediately apparent when listening to Betty is that this isn't your average, slick, and shiny compilation, but by now you probably expect that from the duo. On most of the tracks, there's a slight record hiss, some faint pops, and a general dirty feeling that actually adds to the appeal. Jive Baby on a Saturday Night by The Jellies kicks things off, and it's no audiophile setup, as a warbling bass pelvic thrusts through a crispy coating of age, as shimmery keyboard glints, cracking beats, and cheesy disco vocals give it all an oddly uneasy feel. Beginning of The Heartbreak by Love of Life Orchestra follows, and it's a completely different feel than when the same song appeared on the Excellent Fabric mix from James Murphy and Pat Mahoney last year. Instead of clean and bright, here it sounds almost half a step too slow, with guitar pings that wiggle just a bit and some horn bleats that don't sound quite as joyous. Twitch switches things up, though, with a nice mix into another track from the group, and the sly number morphs into a cheery vocal-driven ending that's beautiful. Hard to pick standouts, because really everything on here is solid. Boys and Girls by Pankow is definitely worth a mention, though, as it grinds through a trashy mixture of electro, industrial, and 80s pop that's just the right mixture of creepy and catchy.
Vous êtes trop belle, mama, girls and boys.
Elsewhere, Hawkwind's Valium 10 runs about a 9 out of 10 on the sleazy prog rock chart, while Dragon Balls by Flying Rhythms is basically one big exploration of banging percussion, with a 4-4 kick that has all kinds of polyrhythms stapled to it as it weaves through over 8 minutes of relentlessness. Although the tracks here have been cold from the last nearly 30 years, it's a surprisingly cohesive release, and a must-have for fans of Optimo or lovers of weird, exciting music in general.